Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Happy New Year, everybody. don't want to go there. Didn't go there either. Hopefully it's a sober New Year. But a happy New Year to you all. Party's still going on here. This is Harold Gunn. Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. Hope everybody's having a great New Year's weekend as we welcome in, 2017 and say goodbye to 2016.
Oh, and I'm so glad 2016 is over.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a great show for you. Every year at this time, we visit with Ben Carter, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club. Ben joins us to give us a preview of what is, without question, the biggest and very best outdoor show in Texas.
Well, you sort of embrace that group, but they've embraced you, too.
Tell you what, it is a tremendous organization. Yeah. I'm really impressed with what they've done. We're going to find out not only about the convention, but things they're doing, their chapter development. Look into Ben's crystal ball for 2017, challenges that may be affecting us not only domestically here in the United States, North America, but also around the world, among other things. Plus, we've got some news as we wrap up 2016, head into 2017. Hope you have a great one. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
You bet.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Indeed.
And again, Happy New Year to one and all. And
a safe one to all.
Yeah, absolutely. As we get into the new year, take a look back at something that happened back in 1845 on December 29th, which was Thursday of this week, U.S. Congress approves annexation of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Really a memorable, and it was a process too. It was first proposed in 1837, but was rejected by President Martin Van Buren. Constitutional scruples and fear of war with Mexico were the reasons given then.
Yeah, he was a weenie.
Yeah, really. But then Texas President Anson Jones called the Texas Congress into session on June 16th of 1845, elected delegates, met on the 4th of July, and both Congress and convention voted for annexation. Then it was ratified by a popular vote in October 1845, and finally, December 29th, 1845, Texas became a part of the United States.
That was our first mistake.
Yeah. And the reason we gave up, you bring this up, but yes. In hindsight,
yes.
It's always 2020.
Ain't it?
We gave up the eastern two-thirds of New Mexico.
Right.
And the panhandle of Texas was not as it is today.
It went up to Canada.
It went up to the south-central part of Wyoming, right up the Continental Divide.
Right.
And all the gold,
yes.
That was there.
Sure.
We could have,
Oh, indeed.
Absolutely. But the United States was afraid that another country would block their western expansion.
Yes. That was good old Manifest Destiny.
Yes, exactly.
Go West, young man.
Right. Coming up in the new year for Parks and Wildlife, you can go to the East Texas Woods and Water Foundation. Texas Parks and Wildlife are stocking 2,000 rainbow trout at the Nature Center in Tyler.
Uh-huh.
And go catch you some fish. And that's going to be a really fun time. And that's going to be the 7th, I believe it said. Yes, and the 14th. So let's see. 7th, next weekend. No, next weekend? Yes, yeah, next weekend.
Yes, it will be.
I get lost. Change of calendars. You get change of times.
Yeah, time does it to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Also, our game wardens have been busy.
Yes.
And around
they
the state,
are.
A very, very diverse group
right.
of people and things that they're confronted with. We talk about the diversity of mm-hmm. our game wardens. And you got some notes here.
Okay. Well, let's look at this one, the headline.
Okay.
Delayed catch and release. Brought to you by Makers of Aluminum Screens. Anyway, okay. A Travis County game warden received an Operation Game Thief call about an individual keeping undersized largemouth bass, kind of almost an oxymoron, undersized largemouth bass, and exceeding the daily bag limit on the upper end of Lake Austin at a popular fishing spot.
Mm-hmm.
Upon the warden's arrival, a fisherman matching the description of the suspected violator indicated he was leaving and it was not necessary to check him for compliance. The suspect did possess a fishing license. The warden discovered a stringer of fish downstream and was able to revive and release them alive. Cases pending.
Mm-hmm.
How do you revive one? What do you do? Mouth the...
No, they're on the string.
Mouth the gills?
You remove the stringer from their lip and grab their tail and force water across the gills to get oxygen to them.
I like that, Dr. Bill. Appreciate that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Done it many times. What else you got? There's something else. There's about two or three on that.
Well, there certainly are, and I'll be happy to run down the list.
All right,
okay.
Go ahead.
Preseason prospects. Okay, on October 30th, wardens received phone calls from a Kennedy County landowner concerned about a freshly shot deer under a feeder on his property. Upon arriving at the scene, the game warden noticed a few hunters mulling around the house on the property. The hunters were relatives of the landowner. After a brief investigation and a come-to-Jesus talk with the landowner, the landowner's brother came forward and admitted he accidentally shot the deer while scoping it under the feeder. He claimed the new gun he was using went off, shooting the buck right in the heart. Charges for hunting deer in a closed season and civil restitution for the 154, and 2/8-inch Boone and Crockett scored buck are pending. Yeah, okay.
Accidental heart shot.
And that also could have been a hunter or a family member or a whatever, because proving again, you can't cure stupid.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Of course, it could have been it could have been on purpose.
Yes, I think so. And it's not just deer, and it's not just fish.
Right.
Waterfowl, too, right?
Yep, you got it.
Yeah.
Okay. While on patrol for duck hunting violations in Aransas County, wardens came across a group of three hunters, including one they recognized from a check the week prior, who had been given several warnings for violations. One of the hunters had his shotgun taken apart. The second one said he was not hunting but handed over his license. And the third one produced his license and shotgun for inspection. As the first hunter was reassembling his shotgun, the warden noticed he was in possession of lead shot, which is prohibited for waterfowl hunting. The warden then noticed an object in the water under the bench of the second hunter. After repeated requests to hand over the item, the hunter finally picked up his shotgun from under the water. The shotgun was in violation of waterfowl rules, limiting to three the number of shot shells it can hold unplugged. By this time, the first hunter had finished putting his shotgun together and handed it to the warden. It was also unplugged. Four citations were issued.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Yeah. Plus, the wardens, bless their heart, I mean, the dangers that they face, or the potential dangers that they face when you think about it, when they're dealing with all of these people who are armed.
Yeah. And they're approaching someone that I guess the general public's thought would be they're doing something fun, recreational, but you can mix alcohol, drugs, I mean, other things into it that people are doing when they're going, oh, we're away from anybody. You know.
Stupid. Throw stupid in
there. Yeah, stupid. yeah, most definitely. But hats off to the men and women that protect you know, all of our wild critters and keep us safe.
You betcha.
On a somber note, as we say goodbye to 2016, we also lost another Texas artist this week, and I was not aware of it until Calvin Carter, talented young artist, gave me a call.
Right.
David Drinkard, longtime friend, passed away. And I talked to David a couple of months ago, and it was one of those things where he was on my mind before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I haven't talked to David. He was battling prostate cancer and had passed on. My dad's oncologist, and dad was fortunate to beat prostate cancer. And David was really upbeat, talented artist, had graced the covers of Texas Outdoors Journal for all these years.
Right.
And got word that he had passed away, and it was really a surprise. Condolences to Beverly, his wife, and his family, and certainly going to be missed. David's old gravel voice and just smile and seeing him at shows and stuff. But my goodness, we have lost a lot of talented artists here in the Lone Star State.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah. So thoughts and prayers are with them. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, going to find out if Harold has been on or off the road, plus the Outdoor Report. It's headed your way.
America's best-selling truck, 39 years running, is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ah, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they will build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. All right, Harold, what's it been this week? On or off the road?
First, before I get to that, I want to thank you for the nuts.
Well,
everybody's going,
one nut to another.
Yes,
right?
There you go. But Ken's Cowboy Beef Jerky, fudge, and nuts. Yeah. I mean, they do a lot. What's next? But those things, the pecans.
Yeah.
Just fantastic.
You know, there's people go to shows, and this is where I met Ken in Virginia.
Okay.
Was at the show. In fact, they're going to be at the Dallas Safari Club show, and they're going to be at the Houston Boat Show as well.
Free samples?
Yeah, go buy free samples. And the honey nuts.
Yeah.
have a more crunch to them, mm-hmm. and then the chocolate-covered almonds are, you know, just kind of
I don't have a mainstay.
Oh, really?
No, I just
you got all nuts, all pecans?
I just got pecans.
Ah, okay. Well, there is more coming then.
But just really, really good.
Yeah,
and,
good stuff.
And to me, you know, with a little Merlot and have some of those for dessert. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Really good stuff.
KensCowboyBeefJerky.net is where you can go.
Fabulous products, Fred. Yeah. Really, really okay. are. Okay. Fabulous vehicle, too, though. This has been their big seller, like, forever. And that's the Nissan Altima. Still the 2016 model. They haven't done the 17s as yet. The 2.5 liter SL. This is a really wonderful four-cylinder engine mated to a CTV or CVT, excuse me, transmission, continuously variable transmission. Very smooth. You have to get used to those. You don't get those shift points like you do on a normal automatic, but very good and very economical running. Good-looking vehicle, four-door sedan, four-wheel anti-lock braking system, traction control, vehicle dynamic control, tire pressure monitoring. Thing has a lot in the base vehicle. Leather-appointed seats, heated leather-wrapped steering wheel, leather-wrapped shift knob. Ooh, 8-way power driver's seat. Heated zero gravity front seats. This is space age technology on these seats. Bose premium audio system, Bluetooth hands-free phone system, individual tire pressure monitor on the display, the Nissan intelligent key with remote start, also push button ignition, which is the hot item. Need extra touches, auto dimming inside mirror, auto on and off headlamps, heated outside mirrors, and of course the ever popular dual chrome exhaust tips. Extras on this vehicle, carpeted floor mats and trunk mat, predictive forward collision, forward emergency braking, intelligent cruise control, Nissan Connect with navigation, Nissan voice recognition, and more. Base vehicle, 28.5, loaded to the gills like this was 32. Very, very nice midsize sedan. Highway mileage, 39. 27 city, 39 highway, with an average of 31. Really neat looking. They keep making these things just better all the time. So check it out. The 2016 Nissan Altima. This is the 2.5 liter SL.
All right. It is time for the outdoor report. And as mentioned, we had a front move through, had some wind associated with it. A little bit of a cool down as we head into 2017. Water temperatures continue to slide on area lakes. Some of the best places, you can go to a big lake like Amistad, where the water temperature drops much more slowly. Or you can go to one of our power plant lakes, Brawny, Calaveras, Coletta Creek, where the warm water discharge becomes a player this time of year. Watch your temperature gauge and find the temperature where fish are relating. Choke Canyon Reservoir, some good black bass fishing has continued, and crankbaits, heavy jigs, and large soft plastic lizards in the grass has been the best bite. And Falcon Reservoir, channel and blue catfish, excellent cut baits and doe bait. Then we head up to Lake Brownwood, where black bass fishing remains good. This has been really a hot lake for some time. Bass hog spinnerbaits, crawl bass hog jigs, persuader crankbaits, and grande bass. Baby rattlesnakes along the shorelines of creeks and off points in coves. And finally, we head to Lake Allen Henry, where water temperature has finally slipped to 52 degrees. Bass fishing still good on crankbait, swim jigs, and shaky heads.
Okay, let's go to East Texas. Conroe, striped bass are good on chartreuse striper jigs. Catfish are good on stinky bait and frozen shrimp. Fork, white and yellow bass are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows and white jigs near the bridges. Catfish are good on prepared bait. Lake of the Pines, black bass are good on Texas rig creature baits. Bladed jigs and flipping jigs. Crappie are good on minnows. Sam Rayburn, black bass are good on watermelon soft plastics, crankbaits, and rattle traps. Catfish are good on stink bait, frozen shrimp, and liver. Athens, black bass are good on suspending jerkbaits, watermelon flukes, and bladed jigs. Bastrop, black bass are good on chartreuse and chartreuse white soft plastics, spinnerbaits, and crankbaits. Belton, white bass are good on slabs with bucktails. Crappie are excellent on minnows and blue tube jigs. Somerville, black bass are good on silver spinnerbaits. White bass are good on silver spinnerbaits also. So just take your silver spinnerbaits. Sillhouse, white bass are fair on pet spoons. Tawakoni, crappie are good on minnows and white jigs. Texoma, black bass are good on suspended jerkbaits, umbrella rigs, and shaky head worms. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Striped bass are good on slabs. Whitney, crappie are good on minnows and chartreuse tube jigs. Catfish are good on shrimp, night crawlers, and stink bait. Okay, going to Central Texas, Big Lake Buckhannon. Black bass are good on watermelon red JDC curl tail grubs on jig heads, Texas rigged blue flake scoundrel worms, and blue back fat-free shads along ledges and points in 10 to 20 feet of water. Striped bass are good drifting live shad and jigging spoiler shad swim baits and perch minnows in 25 to 40 feet canyon. Black bass are good on watermelon red brush hogs, Texas rigged red shad JDC drop shot worms, and tubes on jig heads in the stickups and along bluffs in 15 to 20 feet. Smallmouth bass are good on white JDC grubs, watermelon tubes on jig heads, and smoke drop shot worms along main lake points and bluff edges. LBJ, white bass are good on silver perch minnows and spoiler shads. Travis, I love it when you see the water's high, Travis. Black bass are good on green shad crankbaits, electric blue worms, and smoke grubs in 10 to 25 feet of water.
On the coast, as we mentioned, front moves through, north winds blow, tides drop, and dump more bait into our estuaries. Lake Calcasieu, Sabine, Galveston, all the way down to West Matagorda. Look for birds to be working. Schooling activity. Redfish are certainly more cold tolerant, and some good catches there. West Galveston remains hot in the triangle. That's Greens to Mecum to Karankawa Reef. Big fish in East Matagorda being caught by Captain Trey Pry on Unfair Lures Rip and Slash. Move on down to Cedar Bio area out of Seadrift, where Captain Nathan Bebout continues to just have a ball on a variety of fish. The south end of San Antonio Bay, Mesquite, as well as Carlos Bays. Around the crash channels, deeper water, either side of the JFK Causeway, good fish are being caught. Redfish moving up on the flats all the way down as things will warm up in the upcoming week. And then finally, we head down from Port Mansfield to Port Isabel, where redfish are still on the flats. Trout, again, will move up on the flats when warmer days prevail. And also, the Brownsville Ship Channel remains a hot ticket.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, we end 2016 on Saturday, rated as the best day. On Sunday, we begin 2017 as a good one. Monday and Tuesday are two more best days. Wednesday and Thursday, plunge to pour. Friday and next Saturday are fair. Next Sunday is another good one. This weekend, look for game to be most active early afternoon until late afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin during mid-afternoon, continue until well into the evening hours after sunset. By Thursday and Friday, a major time shift occurs with game becoming active well before sunrise, remaining active until mid-morning. Next Sunday, this most active period will begin either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. This weekend, we remain under the influence of a new moon that occurred this past Thursday, December 29th. Next Thursday, January 5th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Monday through next Sunday are a string of days that have a double tide schedule each day.
All right, on the hunting scene, this is the year that, or the season when we get, it's a shorter season for deer, yeah, right. White-tailed deer in the north zone. As it closes this Sunday, January 1st, we will get it back next year when it's the longest, closing the first Sunday in January. South zone continues through January 15th, though, so just shift where you're hunting.
Yeah.
Head on down. Waterfowl season with the cooler weather, good hunting taking place. Dove season, the late season in the north zone also closes Sunday. The central zone late dove season continues through next Sunday, the 8th, and then on the 23rd, the late dove season, the south zone, and special white wing dove season also continues. Before we go to break, just a quick mention. The Old Farmer's Almanac says that we're having a mild winter and a, kind of dry one for the winter months, which is a good thing. And just looking ahead, Harold, into 2017 for the summer,
yes,
we're going to be cooler and wetter in the southern half of Texas and cool and dry through Central Texas and on up through the Panhandle, so that's a good thing. Warmer in the wintertime, and cool in the summer.
What's not to like?
Bob's shaking his head.
Bob is flailing.
I know. get Al on the phone, will you? We'll talk to him about that. You know, Gore.
There you go.
Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to Dallas. Dallas Safari Club. Ben Carter, Executive Director, will join us.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation. Plus, glass smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and it is group participation time. Each week we all gather around the radio and join Harold and say...
And you join hands first, though.
Yes.
And then all together now. Hey, Port A.
That's Port Aransas on Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play, and hunt. Texas Island style. Well, there's some great hunting down in behind Mustang Island for redheads, ducks.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know.
Plus, surf's up.
Yep.
Is there a theme for the new year?
Okay.
But we also like it when the surf's down and the wind's not blowing, because great fishing.
There you go.
Inshore as well as offshore. Lots to see and do. Neat stuff goes on. Their calendar of events can be found at portaransas.org. Something coming up that's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. January 30th is their Dine Around Port A. And you can buy tickets, and all the restaurants, all the great restaurants, is kind of a touring of the great cuisine.
A
available.
Movable feast.
Yes. For more information, you can give them a call at 800-45-COAST. And when you call, be sure and say...
Yeah, when they answer the phone, you go, "Hey, Port A," and they'll know where you heard about them.
Absolutely. They love that. I'll tell you something else that we love. Each year, it kicks off the new year in a grand way, and that's when we venture to Dallas for the annual Dallas Safari Club convention, and none bigger. And our friend Ben Carter rejoins us, comes back to Texas Outdoor News to give us an update. Ben, welcome back. Happy New Year to you.
Well, same to you, and glad to be here.
Yeah, Ben, this is Harold. I have to ask the question, how big is it?
It is big, big, big. It's the biggest show out there. We're going to have, this last year we had over 52,000 people that went through the show, and we're anticipating more this year. We're in the Dallas Convention Center, which is the ninth largest convention center in the country, and we anticipate having all 800,000 square feet filled with exhibitors, exhibits, all kinds of great things and fun things to see for anybody that cares about the outdoors and all the things that go with that.
Well, I tell you, before we actually get into a detail of the convention, and we'll get into more depth on that, let's take a look back at 2016, because Dallas Safari Club, y'all are making some tremendous strides in what you're doing literally around the globe, but also with your chapter development, getting more and more folks involved. And you're reaching some pretty far corners of the United States these days. Tell us about the chapters that we've got to date.
Well, so far we have six chapters on board, and we just started this program earlier this year. We've got our initial chapter was actually up in New England, if you can believe that, basically out of Hartford, Connecticut.
Everybody wants to be a Texan, that's why.
and they've been on board for over, almost a year and a half now. We've also got Austin DSC. We've got San Antonio DSC. We've got the Lubbock Sportsman's Club. And then we got New Mexico DSC, as well as the Permian Basin DSC. And Kim Rapley, who is our chapter coordinator, is working with a number of groups out there now that are very interested in coming on board as a chapter with the Dallas Safari Club as well.
I met Kim last year, I wondered what kind of miles he was going to be putting, frequent flyer miles or as well as on vehicles. So he's got to be covering some territory.
Yeah, man, I don't want to put you totally on the spot, but I guess I have to say, what's the pitch? So what's the benefit to them?
Well, they're affiliated with the Dallas Safari Club, which I think an awful lot of people in our industry think is one of the finest conservation member organizations out there, and the association with DSC is I think what they're interested in the way that we do things, because DSC, our whole goal is to support our mission statement of conservation, education, and hunters advocacy, and the fundraisers that each of these chapters will have, and then we'll donate back to DSC, will actually go to our foundation, DSCF, Dallas Safari Club Foundation, and that will strictly go to support the mission statement. And so, we like to spread the word. People like everything they see about the Dallas Safari Club when they come to our convention. There's a different atmosphere there than there is in a lot of other places. You see a 800,000 square hall full of people that are smiling, laughing, having a good time, telling stories about their past year in the outdoors, and it's a gathering point for our community, for the hunting community, and it's just got a different feel than a lot of other places.
Yeah, and obviously these new clubs are getting benefit of your experience, and of course you guys' contacts and connections that you've built after all these years, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, and as we head into 2017, part of the chapter and part of what you all do is educate. What are some of the challenges that you're seeing in your crystal ball, not only here in North America, but around the globe?
Well, there has been a lot of moves. The anti-hunters have come out in full force, the organizations and groups out there that one, don't really know anything about conservation, nor do I really believe they care that much about the wildlife, because they certainly don't do any homework to see what the facts are about that. And it's unfortunate, because it has been proven over and over, the model that's been in place here in North America, the North American model of wildlife conservation, has proven to be the most effective way to manage wildlife. There's not a mechanism in the federal government for funding wildlife management other than through each of the states. And so the states do it through license sales and things like that. That's where the money comes from that takes care of wildlife management. And without that, we're not going to have wildlife. One of the bigger problems is that our country has become a mostly urban society. And so people that live in cities don't really understand who pays for wildlife and managing it. And sportsmen pay an integral part of that, buying licenses and permit fees. All of that is what pays for the management that has to take place, or else we're going to lose wildlife. And again, I preach this all the time. A lot of the general public doesn't differentiate between legal and illegal hunting. As hunters, we buy licenses to support what we believe in. But there are people out there that are bad people that poach, and poaching is illegal hunting. They're not hunters. If we see someone poaching, we're going to turn them into the game warden and hope they get thrown in jail. But the general public living in cities, a lot of times they don't really understand how all of that works. And so they think hunters are bad guys, and they just don't understand how the system works.
Absolutely.
Well, we know we're good guys, and good guys need to take a break every once in a while. So, Ben, bear with us a second. We're going to be back, friends, shortly with Ben Carter, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Being in a cooperative means having someone at your side, sharing the struggle and the rewards. As the most experienced agricultural lender in Texas, Capital Farm Credit returns most of our profits back to our borrowers. More than $500 million over the last 10 years. Whether you're a farmer, rancher, or rural landowner, we're all in this together. And together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 493828.
Hi, I'm Larry Wysoon, life member of the Dallas Safari Club. Please join us January 5th through 8th, 2017 at the Dallas Convention Center for DSC's annual Greatest Hunter Convention on the Planet, where you'll see over 1,800 exhibits of the finest guides, outfitters, wildlife artists, gun makers, and purveyor of quality gear and merchandise for the serious outdoorsman, all in one place. There will be exciting seminars by the best in the business and evening banquets with fantastic auctions. Don't miss it. Join us January 5th through 8th at the Dallas Convention Center. Go to biggame.org.
Well, we continue our conversation with Dallas Safari Club Executive Director Ben Carter, and Larry Wysoon did a perfect job of setting us up for just previewing the convention, the theme adventure. January 5th through the 8th at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. You know, Ben, we talk about the size of it, and I think I had been kind of stuck on the 1,500 exhibitors. Now here, 1,800. Saw that on your Facebook post, as well as at your website, biggame.org. And it's not just Africa. This is truly worldwide, North America, hunting, fishing. If it's outdoors, pretty good chance it's going to be at the Dallas Safari Club Convention.
No, that's right. I mean, we've got the finest guides, outfitters, all the exhibitors from all over the world having to do with almost anything in the outdoors. I mean, we've got gun makers from the high-end gun makers, as well as the different manufacturers. We've got wildlife artists, world-renowned wildlife artists, clothiers, furriers, jewelers. Bring the wife. That way she can match what you buy in the hall.
Right.
And everyone goes home a winner, you know.
There, you bring your wife and an extra credit card. Let me interrupt real quick, though, because one thing I love to tell people about this. First of all, the exhibitors are people that have either been with you for years and were vetted first, or the new ones that are vetted, too. I mean, this does not anybody can get a table up there. And then secondly, especially if you're thinking about a trip and you're looking about, here's a guide, maybe it's a fishing trip, a hunting trip, there's probably somebody standing right beside you that's been with those folks, so it's a good chance to get referrals, isn't it?
It is. It is. I mean, we do vet our exhibitors, and the exhibitors that we have been with us for a long time. We do have over 1,000 exhibitors making up almost 2,000 booths that we have. And actually, we have put a moratorium on growing our show anymore. We've got the entire convention center filled. We're not trying to just continue to sell booths. What we want to do is make this the highest quality show out there, which we have done that, I believe. And if you want to see the best of the best, no matter what it is, whether it's firearms, hunting trips, fishing trips, adventure, anything you can think of, it's at that show. And it's a 4-day show. It's January the 5th through the 8th. You can't see it all in a day. I think I counted earlier this year, we have over four miles of aisles if you want to walk the whole show. So you can see it will take you a while to get around and see everybody.
Absolutely. And at this late date, I mean, because the show will start this coming Thursday and run through next Sunday, what is available as far as admission? Can anybody can still get a package?
What's going on? You can buy tickets at the door. A one-day ticket is $20.
Right.
A two-day ticket is $30. A three-day is $40, and a four-day is $50. And we'll have plenty of tickets and we'll have plenty of space. We'll have plenty of space for people to come into the show. Saturday's the busy day, or the really busy day, but there's plenty to see and plenty of room to move around and go see everybody you want to see.
Ben, can I buy any raffle tickets? Can I buy any raffle tickets? Huh? I'm stepping on you. I'm sorry. Can I buy any raffle tickets or anything like that while I'm there?
Oh, absolutely. We've got silent auction, and we've actually got a neat app that you can put on your phone that once you go to silent auction, you can get everything on your phone that you want to bid on. And then it will notify you when someone's upped your bid, so you don't even have to go back to the silent auction, and you can go home and wind up buying something. You
know? I like it.
Oh, absolutely. Some of the highlights, and I'm amazed when I get emails from you all on updates, how quickly some of the luncheons or banquet events sell out. And one of the most popular is the ladies, which sold out like a couple of months ago, it seems like.
It did. I mean, that ladies' luncheon has become one of the premier events in Dallas. I mean, it sold out very, very quickly, and our Saturday night is already sold out, and I think our banquets are going to be pretty close to being sold out every night. So I would encourage anyone, as soon as they get to the show, if they want to go to one of the banquets, to go ahead and buy your tickets when you get there up at the front, and so you can go in, get in on those auctions.
Let me tell you, folks, there's such a synergy, such a vibe in the hall when you're there. And as these banquets and the fundraising takes place, because that's what it's about. I mean, it's supporting Dallas Safari Club and what they do. But Ben, I know in recent years, after the Saturday night banquet comes Sunday, as the convention is starting to wind down, people are recounting about, did you see what this went for? Or, you know, the emotion that was there because of something that occurred, like a couple of years ago, the helmet that was auctioned off, things of that nature, of one of our vets. I mean, that's got to really, really just touch your heart, your staff, and every member of the organization.
Well, it absolutely does. And I think the stage is set for this to be just an outstanding convention with the change in leadership in Washington.
Yes.
I think everybody I talked to outfitters in British Columbia and different places, as soon as that election was over, a lot of those guys up there were booking hunts left and right. So, I mean, people have a very good outlook on what our hunting future is now.
Well, and for folks that want to get more involved, and I see fellow members from other conservation groups, those that I've served on other boards with, that come to Dallas because you have, I mean, you're growing. I mean, you're truly a force that others want to be a part of. What are membership levels that are available for folks to get more involved?
Well, we have a regular one-year membership that's $100, and then you can buy a life membership that I don't have that in front of me. I think it's $1,200. We just raised that, but we'll have a membership booth out there in front when you come to the expo, and you actually can get some free passes by buying your memberships there to get into the show itself.
Now, Ben, right quick, I have a question, because the point is these dollars go for all of these conservation programs that you guys are involved in. I don't want to put you totally on the spot, but is there anything high on your list of programs that you guys are involved in now or are looking forward to in 2017?
Well, we've done a number of things. I mean, we have given over $1 million in grants the last 5 years to go to directly support the mission statement of conservation, education, and protecting hunters' rights. We're very active in Washington, D.C. We have lobbyists up there. We have lobbyists down in Austin, Texas for our own state here. We stay engaged. We're involved with the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. I'm actually on their board, and so we are well known now as a national entity and a well-respected national entity that not only talks the talk but walks the walk.
Absolutely. Well, and we also are looking at your website, biggame.org, just so folks know, because we see so many couples show up at this show. What's called sponsor membership is $100 annual. You can get your wife as a sponsor member, spouse sponsor member, for an additional $25, life sponsor member $1,500, and life spouse member for $300. Big deal. Going back to the convention, again at your website, you have a layout, a floor plan, and if there's certain people that we want to see or try to visit with, this is a huge layout. I mean, when you say you take the entire convention center, This is phenomenal, and hats off to you and your staff for pulling this all together.
Well, and you should be able to go online to our website and pull up a map of the convention center.
Right.
And you should be able to access very easily, make a list of the people you want to see, and it can show you where those booths are, so that you can actually, before you even get there, map out your route that you want to take when you get there. And I know that sounds good on paper, and most people get in there and it's like you're the kid in the candy store and you're overwhelmed with so many things to see that you're interested in that goes out the window and you just start walking.
You walk down every aisle because you don't know who you may miss, or you see something and it trips a switch and just goes on and on. Again, it's going to open this coming Thursday, runs through Sunday. I can't encourage folks enough to get involved. Come see, come do, and find out the message that Dallas Safari Club is bringing to us. Before we run out of time, anything else that's on your plate that you want to let our listeners know about, Ben?
Nope, we're just out there trying to make our organization better and trying to make sure that we support our right to hunt and continue to hunt and provide conservation for wildlife and get new and more people in the outdoors that can enjoy this sport that we all enjoy of hunting and fishing.
Outstanding. The website again, biggame.org. Our guest, Ben Carter, Executive Director, Dallas Safari Club. You got your tennis shoes or track shoes on, right?
Yep.
I love it, Ben. Yeah, people, you may walk in there thinking Mason, Texas, and wind up going to Patagonia. You never know.
You never know.
That's right. Thank you so much. Ben Carter, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
This year, make a resolution that's easy to keep. Like expanding your horizons with Jeep Grand Cherokee's best-in-class 30 mpg highway. Or you could make a resolution to spend less time on social media by spending more time with Jeep Cherokee and its legendary 4x4 capability. Want really easy? Make a resolution to see the world differently with the Jeep Renegade and its class-exclusive MySky open-air roof system. Get to your Jeep brand dealer today for a great deal at the Jeep Start Something New sales event. Based on Ward's vehicle segment, EPA estimated 4x2 with available EcoDiesel V6 and 24.6-gallon fuel tank. Actual results vary. Available features based on Jeep brand small SUV segmentation. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What's coming up, Harold?
Okay, January 1, sadly, whitetail general season in North Texas counties has closed, but we have coming up somewhere. I don't have a figure on it, though, the late doe and spike. Anyway, that's coming up, though. Closing, though, January 1st, pheasant season in the Panhandle, 37 counties. But the big deal, January 5 to 8, the Dallas Safari Club Annual Convention and Exposition called Adventure at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas. Again, go to biggame.org. January 6 to 15, the 62nd Annual USIN International Boat Sport and Travel Show at the NRG Center. For ticket info and show hours, go to houstonboatshows.com. Yes, sir.
It opens Friday in Houston, but will be closed on Saturday because the Texans
finally got into a playoff.
In the playoffs.
Okay,
right.
Good deal.
And reopen on next Sunday.
And then go to that show or some of the other ones in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, here's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Then take that truck over to Carter's Country. Load up right now. Oh, such deals. Mossberg Patriot bolt action, adjustable trigger, spiral fluted bolt. Ooh, in 270, 306, 308, only $359.97. If you're cheap like me, here's the Ruger LCP 380. Fabulous pistol. Only $219.97 now. A fun thing for shooting and also training. Colt-style M4, they call it, made by Walther in 22. Looks like it, just like an AR, same size. $429.97. Of course, special prices on ammo right now. Federal Premium American Eagle, 120-round can of 5.56, only $56.97. Their Target pistol ammo, 50-round boxes of 9mm, only $12.77. And their Estate shotgun shells, 12-gauge, only $12.97. Great deals and more at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Right now, save 60% on manufacturers' year-end clearance prices and year start. Plus, free financing. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
Want to thank our guest today, Ben Carter, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club. BigGame.org, folks, I can't encourage you enough to make it to this event and check out all that's available. You know, in January, yes. You go to SHOT Show.
Correct.
This, you will see many of the folks where SHOT Show is closed only to the media.
Right.
Here at Dallas Safari Club, you're going to see many of those exhibitors there.
Yeah. And lots of good stuff, my friends.
Yeah, manufacturers will be there too, sure.
Just think, I can save money. I can go to Dallas cheaper than I can go to Vegas. Right. Oh, well. Anyhow, friends, speaking of websites, go to TexasOutdoorNews.com. Check our site out. See the list of all of our wonderful affiliate stations so you shan't be too far away from us, okay? Do remember that we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And again, check those seasons out in your Parks and Wildlife annual that you can get anywhere you buy your firearms, your licenses, and so on. So you'll be doing it right. And then while you're out there, also be safe, okay? So you can join us again next week, same time, maybe the same station or another one for more Texas Outdoor News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.